Hi there, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work on your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-guilt work-life balance, and set up the family routine to hold it all together. This is Motivation Monday, and today we're talking about what I'd say if I had to give a TEDx talk right now, aka spilling the beans on my Unbusy mompreneur secrets. Are you running a work-from-home business, but you've still got toddlers or homeschoolers to care for? Let me de-stress your workday for you and show you exactly where to create consistent work hours that still let you show up as mom each day and every day. If this is you, I want you to reserve your very own get stuff done in your business session with kids around without losing your mind and get ready for your hourly overwhelm to shift for good. All you have to do is book in your free coaching session with me by April 12th. So let's get to the chase. If I had a TEDx talk, it would be this. You are allowed to simplify your mom life. End of story. Stop right there and let's journal on this. Are you letting yourself simplify? Giving yourself permission to ditch things on your calendar? To quit on your too high expectations? Because if you aren't, I know why you're not feeling fulfilled in your business right now. Why you're not happy, even though you're working from home. Why mom life feels frustrating. Like a never-ending hamster wheel of to-dos, laundry, and kid cleanup instead of the purpose you're excited to be living. Think about it. If you think you're never allowed to change anything about your life, that your proper role is to sit there and take it and endure, be a martyr, in other words, what is that accomplishing? Other than killing your mindset, I mean. Does it teach character to your kids when you grum through the day with too many cups of coffee, too little sleep, because you're taking them on too many late evening outings? Does it model Christ-like behavior when you are stressed and resentful and thinking, if you weren't here, I wouldn't have to cook for you, instead of getting them to help you serve that meal? Does it do any good for your kids' modeling of what a mother is and does when you struggle and sigh and snap your way through the day because you're doing all the Lego pickup yourself, plus all the laundry, and you never make them lift a finger to help you because you need to quote unquote serve? Listen, I think you've served already. You carried them, birthed them, fed them 10 dozen times a night, walked them, soothed them, did all their laundry, and cooked all their meals for years while they were helpless toddlers. You don't have to keep doing everything for them all the way till they're grown. That's not what a mom is. That's not her job description. Your job is to train them, to take him from that tiny baby, a stumbling toddler, and gradually turn him into a young man who knows how to cook something for himself, how to clean a bathroom, and how to do his own laundry. That's what. So, if you're feeling depressed about your current mom life, whether it's the chores or the state of your house, or whether or not you get to sit down for any meal at all today, think about whether you're letting yourself change things. You don't have to exist through your life, through all the hardships. You can push back on them, change them, make something better now, not passively wait for your kids to move out for things to be better for you. Because you want to finally be able to make consistent money from your business, right? I know you. You're brave enough to say so, to show up for that goal now, and start making it happen before your all kids are grown and graduating from high school, right? So let me help you show up like the six-figure business owner you are, kids and all, and deal with that very real mom guilt that's holding you back right now from getting real traction in your business. Because I know how to balance both a business and a close mom relationship with my kids and not feel like I'm running ragged handling both. So if you are running a work-from-home business, but you've still got toddlers or homeschoolers to care for, let me de-stress your workday for you and show you exactly where to create consistent work hours that still let you show up as mom each day and every day. If this is you, I want you to reserve your very own get stuff done in your business session with kids around, but without losing your mind, and get ready for your hourly overwhelm to shift for good. All you have to do is book in your free coaching session with me by April 12th, and I will see you on our call. And that's all for now. Have a wonderful day.